This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Oh, it certainly is an incredible time to be alive. Globalism versus nationalism, a cold civil war going on in D.C., censorship happening in the West, all kinds of stuff, 5G being rolled out. This is the Alex Jones Show, filling in for Alex Jones. I'm Owen Troyer. Alex Jones is with us. He's on the phone. He's going to be with us here for the at least first hour. Alex, give us a breakdown of what is going to be covered on today's broadcast.
Well, that's right, Owen. I can never really take off, but I was going to take off today and be with some family, but there's no way I can do that with the just incredibly historic things that are happening. And I've told the listeners, we're going to see a quickening here. And I think people don't need me to tell them that, but Trump is really attempting to deliver on common sense, moral, just policies, not Machiavellian divide-and-conquer policies. He's also going to be very, very firm with other countries, though, if they make deals and then renege on them. And that's why the globalists are so angry at him, because they want to play both sides. We are witnessing Trump deliver on almost everything he said he would do. And now that he's cleaning house and getting rid of all these people, they're actually blocking what he originally wanted to do. That includes Mattis, and that includes Kelly, and all these people. The establishment is really getting ready to make their move. But the good news is Trump knows that. He knows history's happening right now. He's not going to be lukewarm anymore. He is going to go with his own leadership and his own understanding that's proven to be very, very accurate. And so we're about to see just incredible things unfold. We shall be praying for President Trump. But I thought that when we come back from break, we'd walk through the accomplishments and we'd walk through some of the areas that he has not gotten things done. But you notice suddenly on all those areas of criminal justice reform, of the border wall, on pulling out of Syria, pulling out of Afghanistan, that's even bigger. That's America's longest war, now 18 years. Trump is now really going into high gear, and we finally have a real president. You can agree with him, you can disagree with him, but we have a real president. We haven't had this really since Reagan, partially, or JFK. We have a real president actually acting as if he was elected and as if he was making the decisions. And all the Council on Foreign Relations and all these globalist groups that like to sell the influence out to the highest bidder, and then they call it consensus. It's not. It's called treason. They are beside themselves. So Trump's doing the biggest thing you can do to drain the swamp. He's taking their power and their money away. That's why the Clinton Foundation has 93% less money coming in every year than it did just 2 years ago, because Trump is taking the influence away. And that's why the big lobbyists, the big Republican groups, the big neocon groups are all out to get him. So, folks, you ever wondered if Trump was the real deal? About a year ago, I flipped out when he bombed Syria that second time. But he kept listening to Mattis that was the right thing to do, that would actually end it. It didn't. And then he said, I'm going to go with my instincts next time and what I promised to do to the voters. And so now he's doing that. So this is the time that they could assassinate the president or try to cause a major physical civil war. So we'll be breaking that down. Also, Sacha Baron Cohen, in his own TV show, was trying to joke around about pedophilia and found a hotel official that was there ready to cover it up with him. And they were even talking about killing kids. So all of that shocking stuff is coming up. And we've also got Louis Gohmert. When I was there 2 weeks ago in Congress, he said, listen, Google, Sundar, I'm coming after you to get rid of your liability protection in Section 230, since you don't operate as if Section 230 exists for your users. Well, it doesn't exist for you anymore. He's introduced legislation to do that as well. There is just so much. And then, of course, a really big story that's been out for a few days. Remember when Der Spiegel was at our offices last year, and the guy lied and said that I said, suck my sausage, as if I would say that to anybody. He comes in the conference room. I'm in there eating my lunch. And I said, would you like some barbecue? We have brisket. We have sausage. That turns into suck my sausage. Well, these very same type of reporters have been busted. Not just one. The whole dam is about to break. Going to the Texas, Arizona, New Mexico border and lying wholesale about white people hating Hispanics. Just total made-up garbage about crimes against Hispanics by white people.
All right, folks, we'll be right back.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
You got it.
Mystery Space is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
This president got elected to get our foreign policy back on the right track
after years of being adrift. One foreign policy blunder after another in Iraq, in Afghanistan, in Libya.
So does the president, does the president want to withdraw the 14,000 troops from Afghanistan and the 5,000 U.S. troops in Iraq in addition to the 2,000 troops in Syria?
I have absolutely no policy announcements of any kind to make tonight whatsoever. What I'm talking about, Wolf, is the big picture of a country that through several administrations had an absolutely catastrophic foreign policy that cost trillions and trillions of dollars and thousands of lives and made the Middle East more unstable and more dangerous. And let's talk about Syria. Let's talk about the fact ISIS is the enemy of Russia. ISIS is the enemy of Assad. ISIS is the enemy of Turkey. Are we supposed to stay in Syria for generation after generation, spilling American blood to fight the enemies of all those countries?
That, ladies and gentlemen, that was Stephen Miller, one of the chief advisors of the president, a great patriot that InfoWars has interviewed several times before, and he's laying out the facts. We've had an 18-year war in Afghanistan that's killed thousands and thousands and thousands of U.S. troops, contractors, and others. And it's designed so that these big contracting companies and other organizations can sit there and make record profits. And all of this is designed long-term to sap American industry, to sap American money, and not allow us to have infrastructure. So while the EU builds up and while communist China builds up and has a huge blue water navy and while they economically take over, we are bleeding out in all of these wars. It was Obama who turned the Arab Spring loose 8 years ago and sent ISIS, rebranded Al-Qaeda, streaming in to Syria to then have Syria fall so that they could cause an Islamic revolution to invade right through into Turkey and Europe. So what Trump is doing by going in with Assad and with the Russians, a plan that our Pentagon came out with 4 years before Trump even got into office, our Pentagon blocked Obama and said it's immoral to bring this country down and turn it over to Al-Qaeda and then ISIS and then let that collapse into the borders of Europe. We're not going to let you do this in your plan to Islamify Europe, which we've now still seen Obama and Soros try to carry it out. But if Trump and before that the Pentagon, the good people of the Pentagon, led by Rand Paul and Senator Cruz and others, if we hadn't have all pushed for that 6-7 years ago, Europe would have completely been collapsed into the huge Islamic caliphate that was being set up. So Trump got advised by General Flynn and by General Jones and by others. General Jones had been the head of the National Security Council and got briefings once he was running for office about the larger plan to collapse the Middle East into Europe as part of this larger plan. So Trump was simply continuing on with a plan of good generals and good patriots in our government who blocked Obama's plan or partially blocked it 6-7 years ago to be Al-Qaeda's air force, ISIS's air force. So Trump ran on getting out of Afghanistan. Trump ran on getting us out of Syria. And then he listened to Mattis and he listened to Kelly with the same old stories, we've got to stay there. And then he discovered, confirmed reports, that our military, because they were telling Trump, was being ordered to bring supply columns in, not just to Kurdish terrorists who are attacking Turkey and destabilizing things in Syria, but also to ISIS. And Trump continued to order them to stop doing this, but the mid-level and high-level commanders were double-crossing America, double-crossing Trump, double-crossing the Russians and the deal that higher-ups had made 6-7 years ago, and were continuing to destabilize the area by shipping weapons in to ISIS and to the Kurds, which then kept the war going and then gives Hezbollah and the Iranians an excuse to stay in the area. What Trump has done now is go to Saudi Arabia and said, never fund a Wahhabist Al-Qaeda ISIS group again like al-Nusra, or we will regime change you. He's then told Iran, you keep doing this with Hezbollah in this civil war, we're gonna bomb you as well. We're gonna bomb all your ships and your oil fields. And he's put the sanctions on them to show how serious he is. And he's told Erdogan, you better stand down and stop attacking the Kurds, and you better stand down and stop sending troops in to try to overthrow Damascus, or we're going to continue to have economic sanctions on you. And Trump finally got all these sides, including Israel, to agree to stop meddling in Syria in this giant seven-way war, but still insiders in the deep state, the neocons and others, and Obama with his shadow policy, where he follows Trump around and tries to derail what Trump just did, they were still sending in convoys of U.S. forces with trucks by the hundreds a day, supplying heavy weapons and ammunition to the final ISIS stronghold. So by Trump cutting off the supply to the Kurds and ISIS, he did finally cut the head off. If the corrupt elements of the CIA are not allowed to resupply those forces. So Trump needs to be prayed for. Nobody since Kennedy has tried to get us out of wars like this. The announcement of 7,000 troops, that's half the troops in Afghanistan being pulled out. The announcement of 2,000 troops, that's almost all the troops in Syria being pulled out. The announcement of this happening and everything but forward observers, basically spies and special operations being there. Now that all of this is happening, Trump is completely delivering on his foreign policy promises to pull out of TPP, to renegotiate NAFTA and GATT, to renegotiate all these other major deals, to stand up for national sovereignty, to get Japan and South Korea and the EU to kick in more to NATO, and the hundreds of billions a year now that we'll save that will come back to rebuild our actual military hardware, next generation systems, and to take care of the troops. Trump's basically had a 40% pay raise for the average enlisted people. That's about to go up even more. Trump has already slowed wait times by about 40% to 45% for the VA. I mean, he is battling as hard as he can. And listen, the only reason I'm saying all this is it's true. It's true. So everything he's been doing has been tainted by the establishment not following through with his directives. But now he's removing all the people that were standing in the way of that. And the only blemishes on the president is that after the horror of Las Vegas, and the NRA saying, sir, no one wants bump stocks. They're useless. There's no lobby for them. Nobody cares. He said, fine, give the left a bone. You know, ban these. That's a bad thing. He hasn't done enough on vaccines. But we wouldn't have these two good Supreme Court justices. We wouldn't have all his pro-gun speeches he's given, standing up when there's these mass shootings, not blaming the Second Amendment. Overall, I give him an A on the Second Amendment, not an A+. I give him an A+ on everything else except for vaccines. I give him a B+ because at least he's talked about them and said they're dangerous, that people should do their own research. He's marched in pro-life rallies, something no Republican ever did. He's called for states to have the control over abortion and to be able to curtail it down to nothing. And so anybody buying into leftist hype that Trump hasn't delivered, he's a fool. You know, he said, I'll shut the government down. And people said, oh, he's balking. He's not going to shut it down over the border wall. He just did it. The House then balked and passed it. Will it pass the Senate? I don't know. But God has literally given us a last chance reprieve in the West with Donald John Trump to to. I can't believe he's gotten this much done. And I know how real he is because he's been persecuted. And anyone that supports him is absolutely, massively persecuted because the system, the world system, absolutely hates this man because he has become the first real president in decades who's actually operating like he is in charge of the executive and not a bunch of foreign globalist boards like the Council on Foreign Relations. And he's got China major renegotiations. He's got everything happening, but the private Federal Reserve is working with foreign enemies and the Democrats to try to derail our economy so that America turns against this real president who's gone to bat. And then it gets even more wild. It was the Democrats in 1993 that passed the minimum sentencing laws where if a black person has cocaine, they get three times the amount of time in jail as a white person. It was Hillary that called blacks dogs that must be brought to heel. Trump is now passing the law and signing it to repeal that, and the left is attacking him for it. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us.
WolfHillAmmo.com. We love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged, when lethal force is necessary. Reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems. The Smart Blood Pressure Tracker.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If it were done by any other man than Donald J. Trump, the left would be celebrating the United States president pulling troops out of the Middle East, getting prison reform done, lowest black unemployment, record number of women appointed to his administration. But because it's Donald Trump and because they had to lie about him for 2 years, they cannot give him a victory. Alex Jones is with us here. Owen Schroyer filling in studio. Alex on the phone. Wild horses could not drag him away from the info war. So, Alex, what we're seeing now is Trump getting some things done, battling right now with Congress to try to get a wall. And just like everything else, the Democrats totally out of touch with reality. A government shutdown, which President Trump says could be for a very long time, I think will help his approval ratings. I support a government shutdown, Alex.
I do too, but let's just pull back from this because I rarely have an anxiety attack on air. I was probably 20-something years old before I ever had my first anxiety attack, and that might be when I had, you know, 10 glasses of iced tea. Okay, so I never have an anxiety attack where I have trouble breathing unless really big stuff is happening. My subconscious brain looks at all the pieces, and our subconscious is hundreds of times more powerful than our conscious, and my subconscious tells me, oh, my God, we better pray for President Trump right now. And we're all in grave danger because evil is absolutely scared right now. And it never gives up. It's going to go absolutely wild. And it's so epic. Everything we cover is already so amazing. But this is so epic. I am getting massive chills right now that the Secretary of Defense, gone. His head of operations, chief of staff, gone. All these people, you know, that QAnon told us was God and Sessions and all that crap, they're gone. They've been standing in the way of things. And I've discovered the last few days about who the traitors were at the beginning in the White House and how they all worked together to do what they did and how it was Bannon that convinced Trump to bring these guys in and how the whole nest has now been removed. And the whole nest has been basically pulled out. And so now Whitaker is like, no, I'm not recusing myself on Russiagate. And no, as the big Inspector General of report just said, Whitaker is over Mueller. So Mueller can't even release any of his fake reports without authorization from Whitaker. So we're learning about the real power of the president as he steps into it and stops letting these little nobodies, these little rogue government traitors completely take over. But let's be specific, and let's drill into one of these at a time. So I want to come into criminal justice reform next segment, really define what's happened here and what Trump's doing and what he's not doing. But let's just pull back here for a moment and think about this. Trump 100% was the guy that opened up the most elite clubs and golf courses to everybody 45 years ago when he started buying them up. Trump 100% is the guy that invited people of every race, religion, and color to stay at his house. That's why all the black community absolutely loved him, okay, because he went on vacation with folks and had them to his clubs and boosted people and everything else. Everybody else knew how cool Donald Trump was. I know folks have known Donald for 30, 40 years, not just Roger Stone. The guy would stay up all night with, you know, white people, black people, you name it, having fun all over town, doing great stuff, going to shows, eating great dinners, laughing and joking. He's a really cool guy, okay? And again, it's so sick to then see the entire corporate press call him a racist, call me a racist, to try to divide everybody, but it hasn't worked. That's why Trump's getting 30-35% approval ratings with blacks when no other Republican ever got above 15%. And so some people say, well, there's violent predators Trump's going to let go under this legislation. No, that's not what it is. He's getting tough on open borders. He's getting tough on child smugglers. He's getting tough on MS-13. He's getting tough on people that are dealing drugs with weapons. They're going to be put under the jail. But he saw the cases and the groups and the liberal groups, not leftist groups, that brought him all the examples of people caught 20 years ago. With illegal drugs, but they weren't violent, and they've been in jail for 20 years, and then, you know, child molesters are let out in 3 years. Trump says, no, we don't need minimum sentencing, you know, for these so-called drugs. We need to go after the drug dealers, not the drug users. In fact, he's even tougher on drug dealers. He wants them executed. That, I think that probably goes too far. But the point is that he's very pragmatic. He knows what works. And it's Hillary Clinton. We have the video saying, blacks are super predators. They must be brought to heel like a dog. You put a chain on a dog and drag it to your knee, and we need to pass this legislation that specifically tripled the number of black people in prisons and destroyed all those families while the CIA, the leftist arm, was putting out gangster rap to weaponize young black men and make them think it's cool to behave in a way that directs them straight into prison. So we're all struggling with the same brainwashing. We're all struggling with the same targeting, and the fact that Trump's done this, you'll see some backhanded stuff where, well, Trump's got his one little thing, but it was really the Democrats that did this. No, the Democrats could never pass reform. They're the ones that did it. It was LBJ that first said in the 60s, the blacks are getting too uppity. His words, not mine. The N-words are too uppity. We're going to pay to have the women kick the men out of the house, and we'll have them voting Democrat for 100 years, and we'll take full control of their families. And the model they've used on black people, they've now used on everybody, ladies and gentlemen. And so Trump doing this is an absolute proof that he stands for justice and that he wants the right thing. And if black Americans don't absolutely admit the Democrats have brainwashed them like they've done everybody else and really come out for Trump, then I don't want to hear anybody ever bitch and complain about getting thrown in prison for long sentences for things that they probably didn't deserve when Trump just went to bat for you 100%. And he's got the left and everybody trying to spin this and pull all this garbage. And again, 18 years in Afghanistan, all these years in Syria, saying he'd pull out. And then the Pentagon tried to block him from doing it, but that was one branch of the Pentagon. The smart people in the Pentagon are the ones that stopped Obama bringing Syria completely down as a gateway into Turkey and the rest of Europe. So Trump is upsetting the entire globalist strategy of tension. That's what it's called, planetary destabilization program, and very pragmatically weighing what's just, what's honorable, and this is important, telling our friends and our enemies and those that are neutral, here's our policy. It's clear cut. You want to be friends with us? We're going to have a great future. You mess with us, you pull one game, we're going to blow your ass off the map. There's no more playing games. There's no more playing both sides. The crap is over. America made a deal. The head of the Joint Chiefs, Dempsey, made a deal 7 years ago when Senator Paul and Senator Cruz were on the news saying we shouldn't be Al-Qaeda's Air Force. And they said, we are not going to let Obama destroy Syria and kill all these people, these Shiites and Kurds and Christians. We're going to let Russia come in and stabilize it with the U.S. Then we're going to let them have elections and Assad's going to leave. Well, once they defeat ISIS, you will see Assad have elections in the next year. And then if he doesn't leave to go to England or wherever, then they've broken their deal, and it's a whole other ballgame. But as for now, Trump has gotten all the major players, Turkey, Iran, the Syrian government, Israel, Saudi Arabia, the Kurds, all these groups have lined up and said, okay, we will stop this, and we understand that this is going to be a free and open country now, and it's not a free-for-all. Well, now the battle's been joined, and the globalists are trying to sabotage that. And Trump knows internal groups were sabotaging it. He knows top generals were lying to him. And that's why he just basically told...
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours. hours to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsStore.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
I salute President Donald J. Trump for getting a big victory and declaring victory for our military in Syria and bringing the troops home. Who knows, maybe some of them are able to make it home for Christmas even. Wouldn't that be something? This was done by President Donald J. Trump. And again, if this was anyone else, the Democrats would be celebrating it. The peaceniks, the left, the liberals would say, wow, finally a man that wants to stop wars in the Middle East. But because it's Donald Trump, the American media, Republicans and Democrats alike, are all trying to convince us that we need to be in Syria or Afghanistan to protect our national security, but won't even commit to securing our own border. Alex Jones is on the phone right now. He is out of studio. Alex, it really, I think, proves you right on something you've been talking about for so long, which is the military-industrial complex, which, of course, Eisenhower warned us about years ago, between the media and the fake two-party system.
Well, Owen, just sitting back here and watching what's happening on Fox, CNN, MSNBC, there's articles on Infowars.com that people have got to go see, where they've got major conservative news sites and newspapers saying we need a military coup against the president for treason for pulling us out of Syria and starting to move the troops out of Afghanistan. He ran on that. We elected him. And then Mattis and others said, sir, have a surge for a year, and that'll make the Afghans sue for peace. And he said, okay, I'll give you one shot. He gave them almost 2 years, and the number of truth deaths went up. But we also noticed wherever the Chinese moved into Afghanistan, they got blown up even worse than we did. So Trump's sitting back saying, why are we going to be there except for these big companies making money? And Trump says, I'll let the big defense companies make money here, but on new hardware and new weapons to win wars with China or others. We don't need to sit there and piss our money and our blood down a rat hole in the middle of Afghanistan or the middle of Syria. But let's pull back here. It was Obama and Google that openly and Facebook that helped push 10 years ago. Yes, it's already almost 10 years, 9 years ago, the Arab Spring. Obama was in office 2 years, a year and a half, and it started. And they, oh, it's wonderful. They're overthrowing our allies in Syria. Oh, they set up Gaddafi, who was working with the West, and killed him and put al-Qaeda in charge. Oh, they're trying to overthrow Jordan. They're trying to overthrow Syria. And all these civil wars start, and Anderson Cooper is on TV saying how great it is. And then our own military goes, we're turning the entire Middle East over to basically Saudi Arabia and the Muslim Brotherhood and al-Qaeda and ISIS. So as soon as the public figured out that al-Qaeda was running all this and that Obama was helping them, they changed the name to Islamic State, which is only the Islamic State of al-Qaeda, which just means the base, which means the state again. So the state, the base, the command base, the homeland, that's all al-Qaeda means is the base. It's the same black flag with the same Arabic letters. It's Wahhabism. So Trump first goes to Saudi Arabia and says, knock it off. You're going to stop this. They take out the al-Qaeda ISIS forces. Saudi Arabia agrees. They'd always been following orders of the globalists to pull this crap to begin with. British intelligence put the Saudis in power, starting in 1906 and then through 1931, cemented their power. Then he goes to everybody else, and they agree, except Iran. And Iran says, no, we're not going to stop. So Trump says, well, we're going to put sanctions on you, we're going to kill your troops, and we're going to push them out. And now Iran reportedly behind the scenes is pulling Hezbollah out, and the Assad regime is agreeing that if we do pull out and it's real, that again, he will leave. But regardless, this is what the president promised to do, and it's Obama that created the Arab Spring. It's the globalists that created ISIS. And now Trump's being called soft on ISIS when he's the guy that made the point that Hillary and Obama founded ISIS, and he's the one working with the Russians, with our military, that has basically decapitated ISIS down to this one final group. And I know I just keep repeating this, folks, because this is so incredibly huge. And then, as you said, Owen, they look at us and they say, oh, you crazy Trump supporters, you're endangering America. There's going to be a new 9/11. It's Trump that banned people from six al-Qaeda countries. It's Trump that has people getting deported and arrested with ties to it. It's Trump that's trying to get better screening of this. It's Trump that wants a border wall. It's Trump that increased the size of customs via ICE. And so he's literally doing what you do normally as a president under his duty to defend the border, to try to stop the drug smugglers, the child smugglers, the al-Qaeda, the ISIS, the Wahhabis, the Hezbollah. And he's doing everything he can to stop people from unvetted countries. And that's a great point, Owen. And the control corporate left and the control corporate right all gang up on Trump and say, you've endangered us. No, he has now got the House to pass the $5.5 billion for the border wall. He's now done it. And now it's going to the Senate. He's done everything he can. In fact, he's threatening the shutdown. He didn't blink. Now, the question is, are Americans smart enough to see and witness what we are witnessing? I mean, Trump fought. Hey, the private Federal Reserve, the globalists, one-sided trade deals, have their foot on our neck. If If I get some of these regulations out of the way and a tax cut and tell folks we're open for business, we'll get record low unemployment. We'll get some new investment. It happened. So the Federal Reserve raises interest rates 7 times. Never did it under Obama. The economy starts to tank. So what does the Federal Reserve do? Raises it some more. These people are clear and present enemies of our country. They want us captured and controlled. And I know the audience knows this. The point is, I knew Trump was for real because how they came after him and how he got out of TPP and how he got some decent Supreme Court people in and by how much they hate him. But now that he has told the criminal elements of the military-industrial complex, they're not all bad, that no, we're going with a serious policy of real stabilization and rebuilding at home. We've known the globalist policy is to overextend us overseas while getting rid of our core infrastructure. Trump understands that we've been in the ring for 50 rounds. We've got to get back in the corner, climb out of the ring, get some sleep, get some food, get some sustenance before we even get back in the ring. Even from a globalist perspective, which Trump isn't doing it, you've got to rest your engine. You've got to let your troops have some time off. I mean, this is so obvious that they've been running our military on the ground, 25 suicides a day. Some people serve 20 tours. I've had family that just retired out of the Army, 36 years in the military, 30 of them were combat tours, covert tours. I mean, you talk about wrecking people. This is just insane. And in World War II, one tour was enough. Vietnam, one tour was enough. 30 tours? 30 combat tours all over the world? I mean, this is absolutely insane, ladies and gentlemen. And this is what they've done to America. Yeah, you can say the World War II generation were some tough, great folks. But I'm telling you, the modern military generation we've had, the people that have stayed in, I mean, it is Herculean, the insane things that the American military man and woman has done the last 20 years. They have been used like absolute crap. And Trump is treating them like they're half human. Before they were being treated like they weren't even human. And so again, the reason I gush is it's the truth. I'm not gushing. This is the reality, and this is why we're under attack. And I'll tell the listeners again. All the pedophilia is coming out. All the devil worship is coming out. All the satanic garbage is coming out. That's why they've got to have us and others off the air, because, again, they know they can't hide anymore. That's why they're trying to take everybody off the air to make their move on Trump. When we come back from break, I want to get into fake news and Nurse Spiegel, and I want to get into Sacha Baron Cohen talking to a hotel person and thinking it's all a joke about pedophilia, and there they are thinking it's just totally normal. So we're going to look at the real sick underbelly of this entire situation as well. But let me just say this again to the listeners. You have come through. You have done incredible things standing up against the bullies, spreading the word about the broadcast, spreading the links daily, financially supporting us and getting great products. So I want every listener to understand the populism, the nationalism, the anti-globalism awakening you're seeing worldwide. Every listener of this show that's been involved over the years, you are the victory. And I just want everyone to understand that we're not here to get credit, but you also need to realize how far we've come together. And we need to thank God for the position we're in and how many people we've been able to reach. This is an amazing time, and I salute everyone. And I thank God for providence, and I thank our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for what's happened. Because we are truly living in amazing times. InfoWars.com. Tomorrow's news today. Please spread that censored link.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have huge breaking news. It's at newswars.com. We have huge breaking news. It's at newswars.com. It's at InfoWars.com. This is only going to accelerate the globalists trying to remove DJT, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, a member of the Supreme Court who we've seen looks like she's on death's doorstep last year. Turns out has lung cancer and is undergoing chemotherapy or other treatment for it. And she's gone under treatment for it today. And as Mike Adams just texted me, he's a smart guy, he said this will accelerate coup against DJT. Prepare for RBG to die of cancer soon. She had chemo years ago. Now it's back. This will accelerate coup against Trump. That will be three Supreme Court justices being put in. That means we'll have two extra votes to Trump, the garbage they're involved in. Remember, Trump's sister is a very high-level federal judge with a very good record. This is a very smart, accomplished family. And don't think that God wouldn't give us somebody to resist during this time of evil so we can make the right choice. Brazil, Italy, all over, France, the military, the head generals say Macron is a traitor, that he should basically be arrested. That's what this is. When you get a government in that tries to get rid of your borders, hand over all your secrets to foreign enemies, that's called traitors. Trump gets in, is a beachhead, and tries to reverse that, and they say he's a Russian agent?
when all he's trying to do is do good deals for this country, this is incredible. This Ruth Bader Ginsburg situation is massive. Roger Stone's going to be in the studio here in about 40 minutes with Owen to break all this down. But what about the massive news yesterday, Owen? Then I'll get to the other news, where Trump tells multiple sources, high-level sources that we've talked directly to, that yes, they're going to try to have a coup against me. But if they do, the American people have an armed uprising, an armed revolt. And then Trump's publicly telling Reuters and others that he believes there'll be a revolt if they try to take him out of office. That means violent as well. That's the crazy climate we're in. And you see all hell breaking loose worldwide because we're at the cusp of this whole situation, which way the planet is going to be going into the future. And then you look at mainstream media and you learn how the left uses race to control. I remember 20 years ago, Jews for Preservation of Firearms Ownership, remember, runs into the committee hearing in Texas where they were about to ban Texas shooting sports, YMCA shooting sports. It was like New York-style bans where you 18 years old was when you could even touch a gun. And a bunch of other banning semi-autos in Texas. It was that close back then. And I run out there, and there's a Handgun Control Incorporated guy literally paying $300 to $400 to young black men who had just testified going, we're gang members, we're dangerous, we don't deserve to have guns. The racism was hiring the black guys to go say that. I showed the video. It went nationwide. And the Austin American Statesman said, Alex Jones is a racist because he showed black people being paid off. Well, the head of the committee got in trouble. The bills didn't pass. But I experienced them saying that I was a racist. Well, take this to Spiegel, head writer. He spent years, the last 2 years, on the U.S. border, mainly in Texas and Arizona, interviewing fake people that didn't exist or interviewing people that he never talked to and saying that whites were running around saying Mexicans get out, all these other names, saying mean things to them, doing all these horrible things. When even the liberal reporters that were with him said, wait, these are all Hispanics down here that don't want an open border, and the whites are all really nice, and they're all intermarried, and there aren't any real racists that we see that are against Hispanics. You know, I went and saw a great movie, The Mule, but it's got scenes where whites are being racist to Hispanics just because they're Hispanics in America, like it's the movie Giant that came out in the 60s or 50s. Well, they admit now, film critics, that Giant wasn't accurate and anything like Texas in the 50s, the novel and then the film with James Dean. But it has like Giant-like scenes in it. The only problem with The Mule, but people like, you know, even Clint Eastwood, I guess, read this crap out of Der Spiegel and Time Magazine, the New York Times, where all these terrible things are happening to Hispanics by white people. Whereas if you look at crime statistics, it almost doesn't exist. Okay? The truth is, most crime against Hispanics is carried out by Hispanics. Most crime committed against illegal aliens is committed by illegal aliens. Does that mean that white people, Hispanics, blacks don't like illegal aliens running around without insurance or, you know, do whatever they want? Sure, everybody's pissed off at them sometimes. But the point is, Der Spiegel literally has been caught in hundreds of articles, full, whole cloth, making up stuff. Well, really, it isn't just this guy. It's the whole process. There isn't Russian collusion. There isn't Russian disinformation. In elections, there's leftist disinfo where they burn fake crosses. They put fake poop swastikas. They put get out of here N-words on the dorms and on the vending machines. And in every case, when the Jewish center gets attacked and the tombstones get turned over and all this other stuff, in every case, the last few years, except the tragic one in Pittsburgh, and I wish that never would have happened, terrible event. In every case, it didn't even happen. So again, Der Spiegel has been absolutely, totally caught. But this is par for the course, Owen, of how here's Trump signing sentencing prison reform, where Hillary literally bragged, black people are super predators and are bad, like dogs have to be trained. These are quotes. And then literally Trump does the biggest thing since Martin Luther King for black people, literally with this, goes to bat, has some of the right wing that just wants to make money off prisons who ally with the Democrats get mad at him. He literally goes to bat like this, and there's hardly any coverage of it, or they spin it and give Democrats credit.
Well, and let's flash back, Alex. I think it was Jake Tapper or someone from CNN that got a year annual award for his reporting on the fake dossier. So this is this new tradition they have of giving the fakest people in news the award. It's kind of like the Nobel Peace Prize for Obama, where they actually admit they really didn't have a reason to do it. They just gave him it because he was some sort of like celebrity phenomenon that became president. But, you know, he extends the wars in the Middle East. He bombs, I think it was at least 7 countries in the Middle East, you know, brags about the drones and everything. So, you know, that's just what these people do. But, Alex, it's kind of like what you said earlier, which I think is it really needs to be highlighted here. We hope that the American people can see what Donald Trump is and what he's doing. That doesn't mean you have to disagree or agree with his politics. That doesn't mean he's perfect. That doesn't mean he's not making mistakes. It means that he is trying to be the president of the United States. And the reason why the entire corporate media complex is trying to paint him in an inaccurate light is because they can't allow America to see who Trump is, Alex. That is the key right there. That's why they run their propaganda campaign against Donald Trump, because they don't want the American public to see that he's not the corporate controlled president like we've seen for the last 2 decades.
Well, that's right. And because Trump is America, I'm America, you're America, we're all America. He's not perfect, but he cares about people. He cares about progress. He believes in free market. He's moving forward. He believes in a fair shake. He believes in a level playing field. And he is America. He's in the arena. He's struggling. He's under attack. He's successful. And we all should identify with that and celebrate it. Now, I want to get into the Sacha Baron Cohen article that, again, is on Infowars.com, where he admits in a major interview that he's talking to the head person at a hotel about how he wants to get, you know, kill this kid he's been raping. And they're sitting there talking to him about how they can cover it up and, you know basically supply more children. Folks, they now have 11-year-old boys dressing scantily clad at gay dance bars, having money thrown at them by adult men whistling at them. This, and then saying LGBTP. They're already doing this to our children. This is a globalist program to absolutely wreck innocence, to absolutely get rid of the age of consent for vaccines, for drugs, for sex. The system is coming after everybody because we've all become so passive that we put up with the globalist program. So the article on the whole pedophile situation is really essential. And there's a Paul Joseph Watson report, Pedophiles Rule the World. I think later in the broadcast we should air again so people understand what we're dealing with. But this article is on Infowars.com, and I'm begging everyone to get this information out to everyone you know, because this is what we're dealing with. This is what Hollywood is powered off of. This is the true spiritual evil. Sacha Baron Cohen unwittingly exposes elite pedo ring in Las Vegas. Hotel concierge who worked for politicians and billionaires admitted that he had a contact who procured children. Cohen says he's been raping a 8-year-old and wants to kill them. I mean, this is all on Infowars.com. You cannot make this up. Now, we're going to go to break. I'm going to come back and get into Louis Gohmert, though, and the other good news, the move against big tech and their censorship, going after Section 230. This is the Achilles heel. This is so important. But please don't forget, free shipping's extended to the end of the year, 50 to 75% off, and the free T-shirt and double Patriot points. It's the year-end super sale. Please support us. We're supporting you. Thank you for all the big support. But still take advantage of these amazing deals. Lost leaders, and help us fund the next phase of the info war at InfoWarsStore.com. Stay with us.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.